This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And you had said that you just asked me, and now that's all I can think about. What is going on with lemmings now?
we brought this up.
We did
a couple of episodes ago, and this is all right. So here's the big question. You know this.
It was a miscommunication, but I ended up talking about the Disney documentary about lemmings that suggested that lemmings are suicidal in mass and will fling themselves off of cliffs.
Right. This 60, 70 year old program.
Right.
Pretty much point blank said. Lemmings, if they have a population boom, they will become suicidal and kill themselves.
Yes, but in reality, the people who were making the documentary,
the whole thing was staged.
Yeah, they threw them off the cliffs.
They were kicking them off. They were kind of pushing them off. But I mean, and this is the thing: every time I turn around, everyone's like, "Conan, why are you such a cynic?" It's because every time I turn around, I'm finding out something from my past, from my childhood, is fake. I've been lied to. It's been staged. Was it just a total scam, or it's just completely been based in someone else's bias, and they've pushed the numbers, they've pushed the stats in their favor, and so that's why I'm a cynic. You can't trust anything because every time I turn around, something has been turned out to be fake, like this story.
I mean, that's solid reasoning. You were raised in the South, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so you were from a religious background as well, and today, of course, you're not religious, but that sort of thing, it turned out to be fake as well. So did Santa Claus, the Easter Bunny, all of these things that we're taught to believe as children ultimately turned out to be fake. And here you have documentaries and news articles and things like that that were similarly fake. Cynicism, to me, seems like an appropriate and rational response when you know for a fact that people have conspired to lie to you your entire life.
I think it's the people who are too optimistic and too trustful in their whatever belief they have. Those are the people who are those are the people who are the problem, who are just willing to gobble down anything they're fed, yeah. and just go marching on like sheep.
Well, everyone wants something to believe in. I think it does make life easier.
I mean, even I who question everything. Even I have to, you know, settle down and find some firm ground to stand on. I can't be unaccepting of everything. Otherwise, I'd be a lunatic. Well, I might be, but I mean, I have to trust some things. Like I'm not going to go flipping out into space because gravity's not real. And it's just a theory.
Right.
I mean, there's some things I just have to say. All right, well, whatever. I don't know what it is, but.
But yeah, eventually you reach a point of skepticism where you just sort of have to. Trust. You just have to make assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't matter to me whether or not we live in a simulation or that we're all AI being programmed. None of that really matters to me. I just sort of have to go about my life under the assumption that it is what it appears to be. I can't demonstrate that. I can't prove it. But that is what it appears to be.
Right.
And the alternative is to just go play out in the street and get hit by a car because, well, I couldn't justify assuming that the car would actually hit me.
Or become a raging lunatic on the radio and get a DWI with a $3,000 bail or whatever it was. Of course, I'm speaking of the seed man himself from Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. We're going to get into it later. But first, pepper spraying inmates for no reason. It's not obviously unconstitutional.
It's not torture?
According to a federal court. So, for no reason, a Texas prison guard pepper sprayed an inmate. And he cannot be sued, and he's shielded from an excessive force lawsuit, according to the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Hmm.
So a cop just, a prison guard, not really a cop, but a prison guard just pepper sprayed an inmate. And somehow this court has decided, well, this isn't obviously unconstitutional.
But isn't it a form of torture?
Yes, it's obviously unconstitutional.
Right.
I can't imagine by what insane legalese they have decided that this is not anything but torture.
When you say for absolutely no reason, a guy just walked into, he was just walking down the aisle and just started spraying some dude.
That's the allegation. Of course, the prison guard, I'm sure, has his own version of events.
Right.
But the court acknowledged that the allegation, if proven, would violate the Eighth Amendment, but they nevertheless held that the guard was immune from legal liability, arguing that it was hardly obvious his conduct was unconstitutional. So despite violating the Eighth Amendment, the Fifth Circuit somehow decided that it wasn't obviously a violation of the Constitution that the Eighth Amendment is part of. Very strange.
Yeah, wait till it's in our schools. Wait till you have gym teachers punching their kids. I mean, you already have a correction office, or what do they call them? What do they call the security in school?
I'm not sure. I know there is a term for it.
Yeah,
resource officers or something.
There you
like
go.
That.
Right? Yeah, some kind of euphemism. You already have them tackling kids, handcuffing them, making them cry and whatnot. I mean, what's next? You know, when they're carrying pepper spray and they just decide to pepper spray some kid and walk free.
Well, I mean, they essentially do that anyway. In the American school system, the principal, if no one else, is judge, jury, and executioner, not held to any sort of appeals process. If the principal has decided you're guilty, because that's his prerogative, he mm-hmm. executes whatever punishment he deems fit. And there's no one to whom you can go. Nope. That's the average American kid's first real experience in the American rule of law checks and balance system is a tyrannical principal who can say or do anything he wants without any oversight and without any system of checks and balances. Someone might argue that eventually the school board might provide some sort of check or balance. But by then, the punishment's already meted out. By then, the kid has already had physical violence inflicted upon them.
Yep.
Or has been, you know, withheld from education or whatever. The majority opinion from the Fifth Circuit Court sparked a short but fiery dissent from George Greg Costa. How could any guard not know that an unprovoked use of pepper spray is unlawful? So it doesn't seem that there's much ground people are standing on to dispute the actual allegation, which is that this was done for no reason. But back in 2016, Prince McCoy Sr. was incarcerated just outside of Houston when Officer Alamu came by his cell block. One of McCoy's neighboring inmates started throwing water on Alamu, who promptly radioed a sergeant who came and dealt with the matter. About 90 minutes later, Alamu returned to do a roster count and once again got doused with water by Jackson. So that's how all of this started. Someone who wasn't even pepper sprayed. This time, according to McCoy, Alamu took out his chemical spray and repeatedly yelled, "Where are you at?" But Alamu couldn't reach Jackson, who had blocked off his cell with sheets. Approaching McCoy's cell, the guard asked for his name and prisoner number. Then, for no reason at all, Alamu began pepper spraying McCoy in the face, which was done maliciously and sadistically. And there doesn't seem to be any, as we were saying, there doesn't seem to be any actual dispute that this is how it went down. The guard was upset that an unrelated inmate, evidently across the hall, threw water on him and then decided to just pepper spray random inmates. That's the American justice system, apparently.
Yep.
And Alamu's recounting, after he was chunked with an unknown liquid by Jackson, he ran away from the cell.
Wait, was that word chunked?
Yeah. That's how he described it.
I thought I heard you say moments ago prepper spray, and I was just thinking that, you know, you spray somebody and then suddenly they have 6 months worth of food and water.
That'd be awesome. it's called the Jones, the AJ spray.
The AJ spray? Well, all that's going to end up is giving you a DUI and having you locked in prison for a few months. I don't know.
Oh, well, allegedly, he says, yeah. He was under the legal limit.
Oh, well, yeah.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. We're going to talk a little bit more.
Out to get him.
About this prison guard and whether or not it's unconstitutional to just randomly pepper spray prisoners for absolutely no reason. 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge Wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge Wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform that you can find at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, direct deposit, bank transfer, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, we have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started buying and selling Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, in the news today, right-wing conspiracy theorist, as the media has called him, has been arrested on charges of driving while intoxicated. Now, this happened this morning, and the curious thing I find about this isn't that Alex Jones was drunk and driving, it's that...
He was drunk and driving at 8 a.m. in the morning?
Yes. That to me is weird. Jones, who as host...
Maybe he's a night owl.
I'm a night owl as well.
He said he wasn't intoxicated, so clearly this is just a plan by the globalists.
I would not be at all surprised for Alex Jones to make some sort of statement.
Only real
like that.
Patriots drink at 8 a.m. in the morning.
He's a host of InfoWars, obviously, a conspiracy theory outlet that has become a prominent force on the fringe right. And he was arrested today on a Class B misdemeanor DWI charge, according to a spokesman for the Travis County Sheriff's Department. Now, did either of you happen to read the article from the, I think he wrote it for the Washington Times or something, from the former Alex Jones employee who left and was like, look, I left and I'm sorry for all of the harm that I did while I was working for InfoWars, but here's what's really happening. Well, he described Alex Jones as an absolute alcoholic, constantly drinking and driving. So I'm not at all surprised that just a few months after that guy's article came out, Jones gets hit with a DWI. InfoWars didn't respond to a request for comment. An article on the InfoWars website claimed that Jones was caught in a Travis County DWI dragnet at 8 o'clock in the morning, after being pulled over for speeding. In the story, Jones said he had been drinking a small amount of sake at a Japanese restaurant.
The highest quality liquor, you have to keep your mind protected from the mind control beams by keeping yourself slightly inebriated at all times.
And to be fair, you're correct, this was not 8 a.m. in the morning. He was booked at 12:37 a.m., so it was a little bit after midnight, presumably around midnight. And I'm quite frequently drunk at midnight as well. That's not as weird as it initially seemed.
I wonder if he was also having sushi. Is he like into, you know, the Toro and the...
I was more curious if he was having a Thai ladyboy.
Or if he's just straight up taking sake by itself, nothing else with it.
He needs
just
to watch.
Just goes into a place and he's like, I just want sake and nothing else.
And you'd think he'd be concerned about the coronavirus.
Maybe. I don't know.
Why would he be?
Because he's a conspiracy guy.
Oh, that's true.
Well, yeah. The alcohol, well, they've been saying alcohol kills it.
There you go.
So, an arrest affidavit filed in court paints a different picture. According to the report, Jones's wife called the sheriff's department on Monday night to report a family disturbance between her and Jones. Jones's wife, I thought they were getting divorced, or they had been divorced or something.
He's still making a lot of money.
I guess so, but...
I guess they were trying to work it out.
Jones's wife added that he had possibly been drinking, according to the report.
And she set him
she
up.
She spells, when you say work it out, she spells work D-R-A-G.
Yeah.
Drag it out. As long as possible.
The disturbance now was only verbal, but earlier in the day, it was physical.
Well, no, she's working. She's working on her case. So she gets him riled up. He usually stays at the house when he's drunk, but she has run him out of the house because he's, you know, about to punch her.
See, this implies that he keeps sake at home.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you will.
And he might.
Be. But I
doubt it.
And then she calls the cops. This was a setup. She's working on her case. She's working on her divorce case.
I just don't see it.
Well, I'm just there. I am the cynic.
From what I've seen of Alex Jones and his typical behavior, he seems like exactly the type of person who would cause a family disturbance, as they're calling it, while drunk.
I think he quite easily causes disturbances in whatever situation he enters, whether it be at the supermarket or at the sake restaurant, the restaurant that's serving the sake, the Thai boy place you were talking about.
On the way to Jones's home, a sheriff's deputy saw a car that matched the description of Jones's car and pulled him over. Jones had a strong odor of alcohol coming from his person, according to the affidavit, and said he had drank a bottle of sake that night at dinner.
They have different levels, different concentrated. I mean, it's just like a light wine, right?
I don't know.
It's rice wine,
yeah.
But it's actually very strong.
But, okay. Yeah, well, you can make it strong, so it could be like a... You know, ice cooler.
I'm sure he drinks the strong stuff, and then he tears his shirt off and pours the rest all over his body to display his manly physique.
There you go. It could be ice level, ice cooler level, or it could be straight up 14% stuff like I make.
Are you making rice wine at home?
No, just apple wine mostly. It's good.
It sounds like it would be good. I'm a big wine drinker.
The problem is I can't let it age long enough.
We're not going to find you tearing your shirt off and driving through the streets, are we?
Well, according
to... I don't know.
It is warming up. It's like 50 degrees out there right now.
According to a quick Google search, undiluted sake contains about 18 to 20% alcohol by volume.
Wow.
Although it's usually lower to about 15% by diluting it with water prior to bottling. So
that's good stuff.
Yes, it's about...
That's pretty high.
It's a little bit stronger than wine. And a bottle of wine is about what I can drink if I'm trying to just get
drunk. this guy weighs twice as you.
He's
probably three... How much do you think he weighs?
So the average alcohol by volume for wine, though, by the way, is 11.6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was closer to 12 or 13.
That's the stuff you drink.
Yeah, maybe. the high alcohol stuff is 12.5 to 13.5%. But still, that's all, a couple percent lower than sake, which is, that's still a pretty big jump.
It is. I can't imagine drinking a bottle of, 15% or even 18 or 20% sake and then attempting to drive. Just a few hours later, evidently. Because if he was arrested, if he was booked at 12:37, you got to figure, even if he ate dinner late
right.
or early, 8 hours, yeah. Okay, 8 hours probably would have been enough, but probably not to be under the legal limit, as he's claiming.
And is he just sitting there by himself drinking?
No, he was screaming at his wife.
So, they were together, and he just drinks the whole bottle.
Well, I mean, rice, that's your dinner.
I guess.
Liquid rice?
Sure.
Well, it neglects to mention what he had for dinner earlier that night, other than the bottle of sake.
Maybe that's what prepper spray is. It's just sake.
So the report describes Jones's eyes as watery and glassy with constricted pupils and adds that the host was excited, talkative, and carefree. Jones
that
is normally
never describes Alex Jones.
This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence is assuring Americans that testing for the coronavirus is expanding and will not cost anything to the American people.
Today, President Trump assembled the top health insurance executives in America. And as we announced earlier today, all of our major health insurance companies have now joined with Medicare and Medicaid and agreed to waive all co-pays, cover the cost of all treatment for those who contract the coronavirus. They've committed to no surprise billing.
As voters head to the polls in Michigan on Tuesday, former Vice President Joe Biden was confronted by a Detroit auto worker at a Fiat Chrysler plant, saying the Democratic presidential candidate wants to undo the Second Amendment. Biden said that's not the case and cursed at the man. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And for years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory for liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it, so you can connect to share with others. Use of Liberty.menu, however, is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force, and for those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. Now, tonight we've been sort of laughing at Alex Jones and evidently the bottles of sake that he drinks during dinner. The story gets a little bit more interesting. Jones stated that he and his wife got into an argument while eating dinner and that he ended up walking home from the restaurant, according to the affidavit. Now, again, I really thought that he and his wife were in the middle of a divorce. And that she was trying to get the kids taken away, and that in the course of doing this, he had, you know, said in front of a judge that his whole conspiracy theorist thing was just an act, and that he wasn't actually as insane and deluded as he portrayed himself.
I'm not crazy, I promise.
Yeah, it's just an act.
It's just an act.
You don't need to give me that medication. You can take the straitjacket off right now.
So Jones swayed back and forth during the interview, according to the affidavit, and later allegedly failed a walk-and-turn sobriety test. Never having taken one of these, I assume that's just where they say walk down there, turn around and walk back.
And then walk on a line, usually.
Yeah, it seems like it'd be fairly hard to fail that if you're sober. Jones, and I'm surprised that Jones wouldn't immediately record every interaction he has with police. I think that's what surprises me most about
this.
True. Is that Alex Jones gets pulled over at midnight and doesn't immediately pull out his phone and start videotaping it.
If he even has a smartphone. Maybe he's an off-the-grid type.
Maybe he was too drunk.
Well, he runs InfoWars, so he's not too off-the-grid.
He's got people working for him, though.
Hey, he's got cameras everywhere around
Google
him
this.
As well.
Joe, Google this. I don't have a phone. Record this.
Jones announced his arrest on a Tuesday episode of his show, claiming that he had blown under the legal limit of 0.08 blood alcohol content. Jones recorded a 0.079 on the test, which, for those keeping score, is 1,000th of a point lower than the legal limit, according to the affidavit, putting him 100th below the limit. Is that correct? Yes, that is correct. Mm-hmm. Not 1,000th. Texas law, however, allows for a driver to be charged with a DWI, even if they're under the limit, if they're considered to be impaired. But this isn't the first time that Jones has been linked to alcohol and driving. In a December New York Times story, here it is, I'm glad they mentioned it, a former InfoWars staffer described Jones driving while drinking out of a Dixie cup that had the smell of vodka like paint thinner in 2016. That's some really bad vodka.
I like this. There's a description of a video that's Alex Jones debunks the DWI charge on the InfoWars page. And the description is, it's real short. It just says, Alex Jones shows the breathalyzer paperwork on air that proves that he was under the legal limit for blood alcohol content needed to charge him with a DWI after being arrested. And then the next line is, by the way, people who know what's coming are taking advantage of our healthy and delicious storable food.
Did you just say horrible?
Storable.
Oh. Maybe horrible.
Maybe.
Storable horrible.
I just love that everything always follows the same formula with them. Filter the water. Get our iodine tablets because there could be nuclear fallout. You know, it's just some sort of fear tactic to sell something every single little bit of attention that they get.
So his video now is suggesting that he's debunking the DWI claim with the paperwork that shows him to be just slightly under the legal limit.
Yeah.
And below that, he's trying to sell people.
And different people react to alcohol very differently. I mean, clearly he wants to show how manly he is. He doesn't want anybody to believe that he's an absolute lightweight.
Well, I mean, he seems like the kind, based on what we've heard from, like, the former InfoWars staffer and stuff like that, he probably drinks a fair bit.
Yeah, well, maybe, and yet, I mean, maybe not. Maybe he was not drinking for a while, or who knows? I mean,
He
failed line test, right?
Well, presumably.
10% or whatever, or 100th or whatever, below the legal limit. I mean, he was close to the legal limit, but he failed this test under the legal limit, so presumably.
Yeah.
So
what happens if you turn out with zero blood alcohol content, but you still fail this test anyway because, say, you have an inner ear infection?
I don't know. I don't think it. I mean, even if you have an inner ear infection, maybe you shouldn't be driving. If you can't walk a straight line, maybe you shouldn't be driving a vehicle.
You know, I don't think this woman is his wife. I think they got a divorce. In 2015.
He and his original wife? Because what the Discord chat at discord.freetalklive.com is saying is that this is his new wife.
Ah, all right. Well, the 2015 wife was named Kelly.
It doesn't say his wife.
And he was having an affair with one of his InfoWar people, which is probably why they got a divorce. So this might be the new wife.
He really doesn't seem like a very reliable, upstanding sort of person.
No, he doesn't.
Why did they use 8 pictures of his mugshot here from the Daily Beast for this article? That's what throws me off, man. It's just 8 identical pictures of him And it's just his mugshot.
Yeah, I mean, you would usually have a different phase. Different. Each one would be a different expression. But it's all the same. They're like, Alex, do some faces.
I can probably explain this because the box size that they have for the header for their article images is a horizontal format and a vertical mugshot. They can either do
center
a repeat
and have white space.
They
on
can
the
either
end.
Do a repeat Warhol kind of pattern or do like black around it. And I feel like they thought that this was, you know,
I mean, they at least could have
repeating the image looked better than putting black space around it.
If they were going to use the same picture, they could have at least done like an Andy Warhol.
That's what they did.
No, these are different. These are not.
Oh, you mean color them?
Yeah, each one's a different color, different. Yeah, that would look great.
Posterize it and yeah.
Actually, you know what? I bet that would sell. That would be a good T-shirt.
A Warhol version of Alex Jones's mugshot.
Yeah, T-shirt guys, get on it.
I would buy that T-shirt.
Yes, I would too.
So Alex Jones and his new wife evidently are fighting because she evidently didn't learn anything from his old wife and the fact that, you know, he's been in federal court getting sued by people for making crap up on the air and all kinds of other shenanigans that Alex Jones gets up to. And apparently he's rather belligerent, especially when he's been drinking, and managed to sit down at this Japanese restaurant, evidently. Well, I'm assuming it's Japanese since they were serving sake. And to sit there having dinner with his wife, drinking an entire bottle of sake there.
Mm.
Now, having gone to a number of Japanese restaurants, I've never been in a position to say, hey, you just bring out the whole bottle. Because they normally bring you a small container and your little eggshell cup to pour it yourself. At least in my experience. I've never had them just bring out a whole bottle. It seems a bit excessive.
Well, he's Alex Jones.
But evidently, he got frustrated with his wife and walked home, and she ended up calling the police at some point. The whole thing is just bizarre. Because somehow he ended up back home, and then he left again, and at some point he got a DWI. But no, he was totally within the legal limits. Now, I had seen earlier that he failed the stand-on-one-leg test, but that's not what this article asserts. And he also, according to what I saw earlier, he claimed that the officer also couldn't do it when he was attempting to demonstrate what he wanted Jones to do. So, who really knows what's going on, but Alex Jones arrested for a DWI. It's actually kind of funny. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. Or you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And Conan, you've got a... You wanted to get into more detail about this lemmings mess that we were talking about during the first segment that we talked about a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only ever... I haven't researched the issue. I've never watched the original documentary or show or whatever it was supposed to be. So my experience about this is largely hearsay.
I think that's probably the case for a lot of people. They heard one thing at some time in their life, probably when they were kids, and then it came out that it was didn't actually happen.
Yeah,
but by hearsay, no one ever, no one's actually, read the article or talked to the experts, because it's just one of those, urban myths that just developed, and now no one knows what happened. And
right.
we got to get to the bottom of this. This is a segment of why Conan is such a total cynic, and why he doesn't trust anybody.
All right.
Plain and simple. Lemming suicide myth: the Disney film fake bogus behavior. Lemmings do not commit mass suicide. It's a myth. It's remarkable how many people believe it. Ask a few. And you, Johnson, you heard this at one time.
I've heard it. Yeah, I played the game.
Yeah,
the umbrellas and the digging. And
exactly.
The
I totally forgot about that game. That's old school right there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a puzzle game.
Okay.
Is there anything similar out there right now that was like the Lemmings? You basically get your Lemmings.
You can still get it. You can play it for free online and using DOSBox. Archive.org, they've got a bunch of games.
I'm familiar, and I just don't have the time to play stuff like that. I got too many new games that haven't been even installed yet.
This is great, man. Yeah.
It is a complete urban legend, said wildlife biologist Thomas McDonough. I think it blew out of proportion based on a Disney documentary in the 50s, and that brought it into the mainstream. Lemmings are a kind of short-tailed vole, a mouse-like rodent that favors tundra and open grasslands. Three kinds are found in Alaska, including the collared lemming, the only rodent that turns white in winter. In 1958, Walt Disney produced White Wilderness, part of the studio's True Life Adventure series. White Wilderness featured a segment of lemmings detailing their strange compulsion to commit mass suicide. And yes, I watched the clip, and it really does seem like a bunch of lemmings on the precipice of a cliff were hurling themselves to their death. Well, it was into water, but then they would, you know, they would, of course, drown. According to a 1983 investigation by Canadian Broadcasting Corporation producer Brian Valley, the lemming scenes were faked. The lemmings supposedly committing mass suicide by leaping to the ocean were actually thrown off the cliff by the Disney filmmakers.
Wow.
The epic lemming migration was staged using careful editing, tight camera angles, and a few dozen lemmings running on snow-covered Lazy Susan-style turntable. White Wilderness was filmed in Alberta, Canada, a landlocked province, and not on location in lemmings' natural habitat. There are about 20 lemming species found in the circumpolar north, but evidently not that area of Alberta. So not only did they fake it, but they actually brought lemmings into this area where they're not even populated.
I'm just thinking about what a different time the 50s must have been, because I can't imagine a director of a documentary today suggesting, hey, why don't we just get these little creatures here and fling them off the cliff?
Uh-huh.
What about in the Army when they did that with a puppy?
Well, no, we'll get to that, because the reason I even mentioned it a couple weeks ago is because there is some truth in this, and we'll get to that.
I mean, do you remember the video that's circulating around the internet during the Iraq War when some soldiers out in, I think it was either Iraq or Afghanistan, decided to take some local puppies and chuck them off a cliff?
No.
That was a widely circulated
video. No, I never heard of that.
How did that work out for them?
Probably got awards. Yeah. Probably got medals.
Well, I expect soldiers to be a little screwed up in the head and to do evil, horrific things. That's kind of the job description.
Yeah.
So I can't be surprised that the same type of people who, you know...
Yeah, they probably got medals, for real.
...murdered journalists and tortured people at Abu Ghraib threw some puppies off a cliff.
Yeah.
So these lemmings aren't in this area of Alberta, so the Disney people brought lemmings from the Inuit children they bought a couple provinces away in Manitoba and staged the whole sequence. In the lemming segment, the little rodents assemble for a mass migration, scamper across the tundra, and ford a tiny stream as narrator Winston Hibbler explains that a, quote, a kind of compulsion seizes each tiny rodent.
And yes, that compulsion is called the human throwing them off a cliff.
And carried along by an unreasoning hysteria, each falls into step for a march that will take them to a strange destiny.
This is the narrator talking?
This is the narrator, correct. End quote. That destiny is to jump into the ocean. As they approach the sea, actually a river, more tight cropping, Hibbler continues, they've become victims of an obsession, a one-track thought. Move on, move on, end quote. The pack of lemmings reaches the final precipice.
It's so poetic.
Yeah, yeah.
While he is describing these people picking up these creatures and throwing them into the river.
This is the overpopulation hysteria that was prevalent in late 50s, it was 58. So in the early 60s, probably the whole decade, there was an overpopulation hysteria.
Well, there still is.
It's not as bad because now it's the it's not what it was. Now the overpopulation is to control climate. But in the 60s, it was we're going to eat all the food and we're all going to die. It's going to be Soylent Green, and that's why you had a lot of those types of Omega Man, Soylent Green that came out.
So these are people who knew nothing about natural selection.
This is why I don't trust anybody. The scientists, they were all in agreement. Like, oh, we can't 4 billion people or whatever it was. The Earth cannot sustain this amount of people. And look where we're at.
Well, it doesn't matter. The ones that can't sustain will die off.
Well, and not if
the problem will fix itself.
Not if you're a rainbows and unicorns communist. You can't have people just dying unless it's your gulags that you're putting them in. All right, where was I? So they had the obsession, move on, move on. The pack of lemmings reached the final precipice. This is the last chance to turn back, Hibbler states. yet over they go, casting themselves out bodily into space. And then that's exactly what you're seeing. We should watch the actual clip.
I have to watch this now, knowing that it's completely fake. I absolutely have to watch this.
You see it in a completely different light, and it makes you mad. It's like, I can't believe they did this. Lemmings are seen flying into the water. The final shot shows the sea awash with dying lemmings. Certainly, some scenes in nature documentaries are staged. In Sir David Attenborough's recent documentary, The Life of Birds, the close-up footage of a flying duck filmed razor-sharp from the bird's wingtip was shot from a car using a mallard drake trained to fly alongside the car. But faking an entirely mythical event is something else. Disney had to have gotten that idea from somewhere, said Thomas McDonough, the state wildlife biologist. Disney likely confused dispersal with migration. He added and embellished a kernel of truth. Lemming populations fluctuate enormously based on predators, food, climate, and other factors. Under ideal conditions, in a single year, a population of voles can increase by a factor of 10. When they have exhausted the local food supply, they disperse, as do moose, beaver, and many other animals. And this is what I was talking about. This is all animals will do it, but it's especially concerning when you have the rabbits and the little guys that breed basically like rabbits. So lemmings can swim and will cross bodies of water in their quest for greener pastures. Sometimes they drown. Dispersal and accidental death is a far cry from the instinctive, deliberate mass suicide depicted in White Wilderness. But Hibbler explains that life is tough, and the lemmings are the weird world of frozen chaos. The voiceover implies that lemmings take the plunge every 7 to 10 years to alleviate overpopulation.
Do lemmings even live that long? It doesn't seem like your typical rodent would.
No, they don't. They probably, especially in the wild, they get picked off probably within that year.
Part of the Disney's globalist plan to depopulate the planet.
But every four...
Starting with the lemmings.
And it's more like 4 to 10.
I mean, where else would you start? Well, you have to turn the fish trans, you have to turn the frogs gay, and you have to turn the lemmings suicidal.
Well, I mean, if you were to really believe that there was a conspiracy theory there, you would say that they were doing that to say that there was an animal that would sacrifice itself so that they could convince people that people needed to depopulate every certain amount of period of time.
Correct. And yes,
like this noble animal.
So no, it's not the.
Well, then what's his issue with gay people? Because that's I don't know how to tell him this, but that's depopulating the human population.
Well, the population controlists out there are probably happy with all the cat moms out there and the dog moms.
No, just take a look at Alex Jones and Milo and people like him. They complain about it all the time.
That's why he loves his sake.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.